Tonight on the Axe Report, Dr. Scott Landry, an assistant professor with kinesiology and is specialized in the research of biomechanics, joins me. Thanks for coming in, Scott.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about biomechanics. It's one of those words that I'm sure a lot of people listening are like, okay, what's this all about? What is the research of biomechanics?
Biomechanics, well, for a lot of students, it can be a bit scary because it's basically applying physics to study whether it's at the tissue level or the human movement level. And the biomechanics lab that I'll be getting up and running in the next year, it'll focus more on the human movement side of it.
So how does that impact, student athletes here and how it, affects them in terms of how they prepare themselves physically for games and that sort of thing?
Yeah, the focus of the lab will be on using biomechanics, the specialized sensors, the motion capture system, to try to understand injuries, primarily ACL injuries.
Yeah.
So a lot of the athletes and the students at Acadia will get access to the lab and be able to work on the projects with me and my colleagues. The other aspect that's very exciting for me is being able to use the equipment to help enhance performance. So this would be the same type of equipment that animation movies use to make animation movies or video games. They'll put the reflective markers on the athletes and get them in the lab. Same with Adidas or Nike, they'll get the athletes in, test their shoes. So it's the same technology. And we'll be using a lot of the equipment to really help work with the different teams and work with Elliot Richardson and Jonathan Fowles, for example, to help enhance performance of the athletes.
It's interesting you mention Adidas because you've done some research for some big-name companies.
Yeah, I've been really fortunate. When I started actually in my PhD, I was involved with Nike and worked on some of their projects there, and they were interested in some of our research related to injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I did my postdoctoral fellowship at University of Calgary, I was very fortunate to be involved in a couple of research projects with two different shoe companies, Adidas being one of them, and working with Adidas basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last couple months and hopefully into the future, we're looking to work with Adidas to test their shoes and help them understand athletes performing. And we're at a very fortunate position here at Acadia because down the hall is the basketball court where the lab will be. Then across the hall is the physiotherapy building, and then we have the turf, artificial turf surface, just down the hall as well. So we have all the different sports that are going to be able to benefit from the lab and provide us with information that could help the sports companies such as Adidas enhance their product.
Certainly the kinesiology department here at Acadia has a great reputation right across the country. So having this sort of research with biomechanics, how unique is it as far as the East Coast of universities go?
Yeah, I mean, it's unique in the sense that we're very fortunate that at the undergrad level we're going to have a world-class biomechanics lab. The biomechanics lab will be up and running probably this summer or mm-hmm. by the fall. And the grant that we got was about $900,000, so there's a lot of equipment and renovations taking place. There are other labs, like Calgary, for example, has a human performance lab that focuses on primarily the athletic side of it.
Yeah.
Dalhousie has a motion lab, but it focuses more on the arthritis, so it's a smaller lab and focuses more on analyzing straight gait or walking. So we're fortunate in the sense that the key aspects of this motion lab will be sports, mm-hmm. sports injuries, looking at ACL injuries, trying to prevent those in the athletes, and then tying in with the kinesiology department to work with Ellie, like I said, to work on performance.
You've mentioned ACL a few times. Is that selected because it's the most common type of injury?
Well, ACL is for those people that play basketball or soccer or volleyball, it's a common injury, and it occurs when no one around them, and they might have done the maneuver millions of times before, and for some reason that specific case, they tear their ACL. It's a small little ligament. No one around them, they've just landed or cut. So that was the focus of my PhD, and that unfortunately for females, they're anywhere between 2 and 8 times more likely to experience this injury from mm-hmm. a non-contact mechanism. So that was the focus of the grant that got us the lab.
Yeah.
And allows me to work with basketball and minor basketball, minor soccer, the soccer team, and also volleyball. So those programs within the Valley, the minor sports levels, that's the research direction to study kids, follow them up through
yeah.
to see if there's specific neuromuscular patterns or biomechanical aspects related to their movement that might put them at risk. And then what we try to do is analyze those movement patterns and try to enhance the prevention programs.
So you got two things working here. One, how you can treat the injury, and
yeah.
two, how you can prevent it from happening in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. And we're working with the physio, you know, the goal is to work with the orthopedics department here in the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
When I was at Dal, they worked with the orthopedic department at Dalhousie, and also with the physiotherapy clinic here at Acadia. So we're a very unique situation that literally across the hall is a physiotherapy clinic, so we'll be, you know, working with them and help using their expertise to help us in trying to prevent injury. So we'll use our equipment, but also use their expertise and understanding movement to hopefully reduce the risk.
You talked a little while ago about sort of getting it up and running. So when does it officially start, and how long will the research go on?
Well, hopefully the research will go, well, it'd be wonderful to, you know, in terms of the ACL, that can be probably a career
mm-hmm.
a research topic, trying to figure out ways to prevent injuries. And it won't be just ACL injuries, it'll be ankle injuries.
Sure.
Looking at different ways that we can work with sports companies to reduce the risk, even hockey, for example. But the lab will be up and running. The goal will be start renovations of the space that we have in probably May,
mm-hmm.
and the equipment will be started. I've just purchased a new reaction, a timing reaction system that we'll be able to use with all the athletic department and with my research. The equipment will be coming in over the next, you know, 5-6 months, with the goal of having the lab up and running by September of this year.
So Christmas continues for kinesiology department.
Yeah, it's Chris, definitely Christmas for me, for sure. It's a lot of toys, what I consider toys, but it's exciting, and I'm really happy for the students, because when I came to Acadia, we didn't have much of a biomechanics stream, I guess. So this will allow not only kinesiology students, but engineering students, physics students, biology students to use the equipment,
yep.
and it's very across, you know, cross streams, multidisciplinary. So, and also, you know, again, as I mentioned, with the orthopedic department,
yep.
Because they're the ones working to repair the injury, so we're trying to figure out ways to reduce it.
Well, it'll be interesting to have you here in another year or two and follow up once the research really gets going and just see the sort of things that you're learning from it.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Appreciate you coming up.
Thanks very much.
Dr. Scott Landry is with the kinesiology department here at Acadia University.